Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Ooh, Poodle had coffee this morning and I did too. We are overstimulated.
It's a bonus episode, y'all, of 90 Day Gays.
What's a bonus episode when you're having someone over for entertaining?
Time number four?
Y'all.
Three is implied.
Y'all, we do have a bonus episode with Poodle. Tell him who we're talking to today.
We are talking to the wonderful Kate Casey of the podcast Reality Life.
With Kate Casey. I like her announcer.
She does everything. She used to be, she was a PR person for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And she was in production, but... Y'all,
she's a mom. She's got like
five. She's got like 11 children.
11 beautiful children. She loves Rhea. If you haven't heard,
really
listened
five.
To, yeah, if you've never listened to Kate, she loves, loves, loves all reality TV. And I call her often the Barbara Walters of reality show podcasts because she gets good interviews.
She gets people to open up like nobody's business. Like you on a Saturday night.
It's true.
Hello?
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 Anyway, everybody, so this is a special crossover episode. So we're airing this episode, this interview with Kate, and she is also airing the interview on her podcast on Reality Live today as well. So we're very excited for you to hear it. And without further ado, here's us with the wonderful Kate Casey.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance. Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown. 90 Day Fiance. Marrying someone you only met on your phone. Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90 Day Gate. Let's love.
90 Day Fiancé, six foreigners are entering the United States on a fiancé visa, and if they don't get married within the next 90 days, they have to leave the country, either by choice or obviously by force. I've been watching this show probably since season two, and over the last few seasons, every time that I watch a new season, I always look back to season two and think they can never duplicate the gloriousness, the glory of season two. Now, I've gone to Matt Maher and Jake Anthony and said to them, I think that now that you are superstars of the 90 Day Fiancé series, that you have to go back in time and watch at least the first episode of season 2. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Kate Casey. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jake.
We have to say that because people say we just sound like gay Southern men and they get confused on who we are. So it's like one voice in stereo, but really gay.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. We, you know, for people that are listening to our show, it's called The 90 Day Gays. And we just started with Before the 90 Days, season 3. And we're planning on doing all the back episodes, but we haven't started yet. So, woo, this girl.
This was our first introduction to OG season 2. And it's been opening.
Well, this was before I feel like the cast members of the show really started to lean into their fame. These were totally people plucked from obscurity and in many cases truly had heartwarming, romantic stories that just happened to look like something that came out of Arrested Development.
It's true. I was shocked at, like, when we watch Before the 90 Days, you're just like, oh, these idiots, you know, because some, you can tell that fame thing. But like, even like, yeah, I'm going to say her name wrong, but Evelyn and Justin, Evelyn. Yeah. I just thought, this is so sweet. Like everybody, I guess nowadays met on the line or on an app, but I was like, oh, you're literally just like in a country and you met this person.
They literally had a dirty hookup one night. And it was like, and it lasted for years.
It's true. I mean, Poodle ended up marrying all the men he slept with overseas. He would be the Elizabeth Taylor of 90 Day Fiancé.
So Justin is a teacher from sunny California, and over the last couple of years, he's been casually dating. But all that changed when he attended the World Games down in Colombia. He was in the basically the snack line and met Evelyn and was taken with her beauty, and they kind of hung out for 2 weeks. And he made a couple more trips to Colombia, and now Evelyn is coming to the States, and the problem is he has not really told his family about her at all. What do you think about this scenario?
He did meet her, and I love the way he described it. Yeah, I just met her in the hot dog line.
Which, for us, means something different.
I know, it's a bar.
Yeah, that's a bar in WeHo.
I understand why she might think she might be attracted to him. He's that kind of American. He's very confident.
Well, he looks kind of like he's still, you know, somewhat in shape. So I don't mean this as a dig, but I mean, he looks kind of like an out of shape Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. I think another thing that's shocking about that, like before the 90 days, it's 2 hours and everything moves so slowly. But like, this episode, we love that, like, they met. It's an hour and they're living together in the first episode. So, but this whole idea of she's doing dishes and this kind of old school man thing, and that I didn't love. But
it's a trope, though, and I know why. I had more of problems. You can tell he's a straight man by the art on his walls.
Oh my God.
Sunset in 4 panels that you bought from HomeGoods.
Oh, yes. And like, you know, that bed and that bedroom suit, like some woman named Tammy at Rooms to Go told him that's what he should get for his bedroom.
Absolutely. Like,
it's horrible. So I'm hoping that a decorative touch can, you know, work things out. But, you know, I mean, spoiler alert, they're still together to this day. I mean, with children. So they like are, they're still, I feel like it's definitely, you really, it feels more like you're getting a docuseries slice of life, and you're very correct in assuming it's less shiny and just kind of fame hoary of the newer ones now.
I agree. It's, yeah.
Another couple in this season, Brett and Daya. Now, Brett lives with 2 lesbians in Snohomish.
Oh, Lou and T
are people.
Y'all, I know Lou and T, and so does Poodle.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Because when we went to school at North Texas, that's how Poodle and I know each other, there was a bar called Mabel Peabody's Chainsaw Repair.
Poor Brett lives in this sweet little house in suburbia. He's got a 6-year-old daughter with his previous wife. And this woman he has met has basically catfished him, because as you know, noticed the first series of photos she sent to him, it appears to be somebody who is at least 10 years younger.
Yeah.
She looks very young in those photos.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's very much like what his, I forget her name, but she reminded me of skinny Paula Deen. You know, the one that his friend,
I wrote Susan. The same
thing. He really wrote Paula Deen. She just sends him like, for lack of a better word, hoochie pictures where she's just partying. And I'm thinking, this person is going to be a stepmother to your young daughter. As we say on our show, that might be a red flag. We talk about red flags and moments that people that we say you might want to process that. And I think the fact that he's living, he's an adult and he's living with two lesbians as roommates, he might want to process that and he might want to look at the red flags of her pictures.
I also like that Sue, to go back to Paula Deen hair, Sue, I think, has watched the movie Thoroughly Modern Billy too many times.
Yes.
Because Sue really thinks that Daya was an organ thief, like Mrs. Mears.
Yes, it's true.
And says, women,
that's true.
That, don't be alone with them.
I don't think she's ever had Thai food in her life. No. So that's just weird. Don't you think? And you would look good in that Paula Deen movie.
I would. And I wasn't so hot on Brett either. He creeped me out, and his laugh really creeped me out.
I don't understand the artwork on his walls.
Lack thereof. I mean, he made those poor lesbians clean up the whole house before Daya arrived. And then Daya arrives thinking she's moving into a palatial mansion, only to find out that he's got two roommates, and she's going to have to spend the first night together, you know, with other people in the house.
You know you're not, and this is for anybody out there listening, if you're with a significant other, a man, a woman, or a they, whoever you're with, if you're over the age of 30, and you walk into someone's bedroom, and their bed is pushed up against the wall, and you have to crawl in the corner to sleep, that is not an adult relationship. No,
your bed is pushed into a corner.
No, that's not, that's what you do in your 20s when you don't have room. No, I'm sorry. There needs to be a walkway for everyone.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I agree. Okay.
Oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
That's a red flag. Okay, then we move on to Danielle. Danielle has been on about 17 seasons of 90 Day Fiancé. But this was the first season where we met Danielle and Mohammed, who is from Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Very popular.
Just like Zied. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Now, Danielle lives at home with her kids. She works with the mentally disabled, and she has come to believe that this fit young man, much 15 years younger, is really interested in her for a loving relationship and not for a green card. Was this the disaster that you thought it would have been? Now that you see how this relationship all began.
Oh,
I saw all the photos that of the memes that they had posted before, and they were not adequate to prepare me.
They were not.
For what hearing her speak, hearing her communicate, hearing her, she's kind of what we call, or what I would call, Danielle is a sad Donna. She's kind of like in the middle of the country. She's isolated. She doesn't have access to really good grooming.
She doesn't know what eyebrow threading is.
I'd love her to meet a threader. I think that would help open up her eye. Also, an accent that hurts my ears that she uses, with kind of her voice kind of goes.
Jake is a voice teacher, so he gets very offended by accents. I know that's like a quirk. You know, I feel for her because, you know, when I was a young boy growing up in Southern Oklahoma, obsessed with Wonder Woman, I too dreamed of one day I could spin around in a golden light with a lasso and I could be beautiful and a handsome Steve Trevor would want to fly me away in a visible jet. So I kind of think that Danielle and I have the same sense of fantasy. However, I grew out of that. As a teenager, when, you know, an older boy named Lee pushed me down and said, you're a sissy boy. And then that kind of broke my reality.
Reality check.
I kind of think that she's never had that in life. And not that someone who is not, and I don't want to say that someone who looks like her and looks like him. It's not just about the looks. It's about where she is in her life, which is not above or low, but just where he is in her life. It's the fact that, again, that three children
at home.
What makes me sad about this, it kind of reminds me, in a way, a bit of the Darcy situation. Yeah, of
the kids are parenting her.
The kids are parentified children, and they're basic. That broke my heart, even in the first episode,
where the kids are literally having to comfort her and telling her it's going to be all right, because they're as a therapist, I look at Danielle and I think, bless her heart, I think there's been some childhood trauma that she is stuck in an age.
Mm-hmm. And not a great way to put it. She's not stuck in an age.
Well, that's what happens. We have childhood trauma, and if it happens when you're 10, you are this is scientifically proven, you are stuck in that age until you work on your shit and learn how to adapt to that. And I don't think she ever has.
I know. It's really difficult for me to see scenes with Danielle because I just almost think that she should never have been on television.
100%.
She wasn't ready.
She needs a guardian, emotional guardian in life.
Okay. I wish that guardian would have been her brother and her sister-in-law.
New banjo music, because these are people we grew up with. Because Jake's from South Carolina and I'm from Oklahoma, y'all.
This guy had a shirt that said "bucked up" on it.
It said "bucked up," and his child bride, who was who looked like she had not washed her hair. She looked malnourished. Had a shirt that said "hot candy" that I think she probably got in the limited two sales section, but because she's so petite. A child size 12
child
fits her.
Size 12 is more.
Oh, perfect. That's a good call. Between that and justice, it's like a good. Yeah. Maybe other parts of the country we're walking towards wet seal, but we're not totally there.
When you can't go all the way to wet seal.
When you get distracted by an Orange Julius and you just end up at justice.
Yes, exactly. Okay, now the last couple is my favorite. This story still amuses me. I am intrigued by it. Of course, there's been an update to it, which we will get to, but I don't know if you could find a better story on 90 Day Fiancé other than Yamir and Chelsea. Shall we?
Yamir.
Okay, so Yamir and Chelsea met in his home country of Nicaragua. So in that country, Yamir is a star. It's like he's their version of Justin Bieber. Yamir would be giving all of that up, the fame, the stage, if he decided to stay in the States with Chelsea. And Chelsea is in Nicaragua because she was sort of like on a mission trip or mission adjacent. And so she loves the culture, loves the people, goes to a concert, sees him on stage, and basically becomes the Yoko Ono of Nicaragua.
Oh my God.
On my pen.
Is true.
Chelsea Yoko'd.
That is factual.
And the greatest moment is when Yamir's manager voiced some of his concerns to her. He told the couple that it wasn't fair for Yamir to move to a rural Midwestern town. And, you know, Chelsea could at least move to a place like Miami or L.A. so that Yamir wouldn't feel completely cut off from his Latin culture and his burgeoning pop star career. But she insisted that they go back to the Midwest and, in fact, to live in her parents' basement. So... When you saw this story, did you think, like I did, there is no better story that could ever be told in the way that this is being told now?
It's something I really love this, because this is probably 5 or 6 years ago. I want to say it's 5 years ago. His hair really dates the time. Like, yeah. But also it's Nicaragua. So it's about 4 or 5 years past it. So it's like Justin Bieber when Justin Bieber was popular. Like
you said, correct.
Is that. And I just thought, I liked it how his manager was kind of like stumbling over. He's like, no, you cannot take my client away.
Exactly. Now, I want you to keep watching the season, because one thing you do have to look forward to, you can look forward to, is that Yamir has a meeting with a Chicago recording exec, because he believes somehow that there's a possibility that he can continue his music career, even though he can barely speak English, with a recording executive in, of all cities, Chicago.
Toddling town.
Very, very Latino friendly.
Very.
I mean, it is, again, you know, what I like about them is it reminds me a little bit of kind of in Before the 90 Days. Currently, it's Avery and Omar. So this kind of like, because I think we can all, we call.
She's a lot more tolerable than Avery.
Oh, for sure. Avery's insufferable. Like I've said before, I just want to stick an apple in her mouth and tell her to shut up.
Get the apple reference.
But just, I don't understand. But it is what I think they, the, both those relationships shows that I think we all, we call these people on our show, we call lonely them each hearts. Lonely hearts. And we all can relate to young, naive love.
Right.
And I think that Chelsea and Ymir definitely exemplify that. But what, so it's sweet how they met and everything. But it really is that when you're that young, it, it is horrific to see that, like, this man is from Nicaragua. The opportunities he has got in this country, that how this white woman is talking about how literally they shower in a bucket. So therefore, she, but now that he is like gained access to money, a career, and she feels like their love is worth it to take him away from that. It's, and she's almost this white savior. I'm like, she, you have no idea of what you're doing, honey.
I saw it as the opposite because he, the way he was with her, he couldn't keep his mouth off of her and kept calling her La Unica. I just wrote down, Ymir is freaky deaky, y'all. Like in the, I guarantee you, he could do things to her. I mean, he probably did that no one had ever done from that Illinois town.
You,
so she's stigmatized.
Are we aware of the update on them?
Well, they, you know, they got married and then they quickly got divorced 2 years later. And I think she moved off to Colorado. And did he move down to Miami? I think
I'm not sure where he moved, but what's the update on Chelsea? That's the really important thing.
She's in Colorado. I don't think she's any. At last that I saw an update from a year ago, she is not with anyone yet. Where Ymir had a girlfriend.
No. Chelsea's with a woman now.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That makes so much sense, y'all. Yeah. Oh.
Good for her.
I know. It all you know, worked out in the end, but it was.
He probably wanted to come here anyway.
I mean, what a great story. I mean, when are you ever going to see a Nicaraguan pop star? When are you ever going to see a story like that? I mean fantastic. The casting for this season, unbelievable. Almost
unbelievable.
The only couple that's come close to that is this man named Mark from Baltimore, who was in his 50s, who basically got a replacement wife from Thailand. That's the only one that even came close. To me, Ymir and Chelsea was such a hilariously bizarre tale. And again, like you pointed out earlier, it wasn't like a couple that met on an app. It was a couple that kind of just met in a foreign country and tried to make it work.
It's interesting because you talk about there haven't been a lot, and especially our season, they all met online.
Yeah,
No one actually met in person first.
Because some of these, yes, Chelsea and Ymir are ridiculous and young, but at the same time, you can see, like with Chelsea and Ymir and with Evelyn and Justin, you're like, oh, again, I'm not kidding when I'd say I'm horrified, like Jake's going to China for a month in January, and I'm horrified that he's going to come back and say, I met someone, we read poetry together, it was amazing, we sang together, and now I'm moving to China. Like, that was, people get swept up in that.
And now I'm moving to China to be with my fiance, Shin.
Jake is such, seems like a cynical person.
I am a romantic.
But he's such a romantic.
I am one of those people. I think if I fell in love with someone, it would be the kind of thing that I would do.
Especially if you were in Latin America, because y'all, he has a type.
Well, tell everybody where they can catch your show, which is Pee Your Pants Funny. And if you can just listen to the theme song alone is worthy of an Emmy.
Well, Jack is a musician. I mean, we were both musicians, but he's a writer, so he did write the lyrics. We sing along.
Theme song for Lost Arts.
So too. We want shows to have theme songs again.
Anyway, Our show is called 90 Day Gays. You can find us on Apple Podcasts,
Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. We have other shows too that you can see about. Our website is called sissythattalk.com. And you can see we do like Sabrina, other shows. We've been on your show. We talk about Sweet Tea, our Southern Charm podcast. So you can find all of that information there.
And we're gearing up, you guys. This is season 7 is starting November 3rd.
Of 90 Day Fiancé. There's an Oklahoma couple, and I'm so excited.
And there's a creepy guy who's dating a Thai model, says, I promise she's not a prostitute.
I promise she's not a prostitute.
It's starting well.
It looks good.
If you need to preface things with she's not a prostitute, I just think maybe it's time to look in the mirror and ask yourself where it all went wrong.
As we say, you might want to process that.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, you can catch my show, Reality Life with Kate Casey, anywhere where you find podcasts. I interview reality stars, directors, producers, and also recap garbage and glorious TV shows. You can find me in my Facebook group, Reality Life with Kate Casey. My Twitter is @KateCasey. I tweet during shows and about shows all week long. And my Instagram is @KateCaseyCA.
Thank you again. And we love you so much. And we're doing, you know, obviously this is a crossover episode. So we're airing this on us. So just, I think a lot of people don't realize you've interviewed some 90 Day Fiancé stars. So can you give a couple of, can you just say a couple of people you've interviewed so people can look for that?
Well, I think that the most important, well, first of all, I've interviewed the producer, Matt Sharp. So that's a great interview. But I think the most important one that everyone should listen to is when I interviewed Jesse from Amsterdam.
I loved that episode.
I think that's one of my most favorite interviews of all time.
I'll be sure to put that for our listeners. I'll be sure to try to tag that specific episode and put it in the show notes for you. But we love you so much, Kate.
It's been so nice talking with you, Kate.
Yes, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
I gotta tell you, I really kind of ended up liking him. I thought he was in on the joke. Like, he was a good sport.
I think he's profited from the show. He just got his psychology degree. He's going to be life coaching.
He has his own podcast called something like Real Talk with Jesse, or just Talking with Jesse.
Talking with Jesse.
Okay. It has like 3 reviews.
You know what? He should have named his podcast Not Uncle Jesse.
Or It's an Illusion.
I do think I agree with him now that I'm seeing her more and more. I do think Darcy has a drinking problem and probably she might want to process that.
He said that on the show.
He did say that.
Yeah, he did say that. Now that I think about it. Wow, I got to go back and listen to that. Oh, listen, right, guys. Kate. Love you so much. To the moon and back.
Too. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Ooh, wasn't that fun, y'all?
It was.
Anyway.
What? That was like an after-school special.
It was.
Wasn't that fun,
let's
y'all?
Let's end this fucker. Y'all, anyway.
You can tell we're recording the outro after we had the interview.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, it's we're fake.
You know,
shit,
it's a late night. It's ready. Now, we do want to remind y'all, we have our other podcasts on Sissy That Talk. We've got Sweet Tea, which is Southern Charm podcast. We've got Bitchcraft.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
We've got, on Netflix, we've got River Males, which is Riverdale, and also Dear Maddie. And you also, we're about to change our merch store. It should change. Probably by next week, but for right now,
lots of stuff.
We're going to have more, but right now you can get your OG mug at sissythattalk.com and just go click under swag.
And make sure to join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. I just saw a post in there. People are posting their dogs and what 90 Days character, and I was rolling.
And everybody, there's a great drunk interview with Darcy.
Entertainment Tonight, yeah.
And there's also a great interview with Tim. Kind of schooled me on feminism.
I kind of need to rethink him now.
Although I love our Sissy Squad members because they all were like, I was like, oh, Tim is thoughtful. And they were like, bitch, he just got good talking points from somebody in PR.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Y'all are savage. I love it. Also, remember, Poodle loves nothing more than a review. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, we will love you forever.
I just rub my belly.
Y'all, and we know we talk about so much about these lonely hearts, and they are looking for love, but we are all just lonely hearts.
Yeah, and remember, if you are looking for love in all the wrong places, and you decide to get a 90 Day Fiancé, call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.